ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਭਾਦਵੇਂ ਭਰਮੇਂ ਭੁਲਾਣੀਆ ਦੂਜੈ ਲਗਾ ਹੇਤ ਲੱਖ ਸੀਗਾਰ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਕਾਰਜ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਕੇਤ। ਭਾਦਵੇਂ ਭਰਮੇਂ ਭੁਲਾਣੀਆ ਦੂਜੈ ਲਗਾ ਹੇਤ ਲੱਖ ਸੀਗਾਰ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਕਾਰਜ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਕੇਤ। ਜਿਤ ਦਿਨ ਦੇਹ ਬਿਨਸਸੀ ਤਿਤ ਵੇਲੈ ਕਹਸਨ ਪ੍ਰੇਤ। ਪਕੜੇ ਚਲਾਇਨ ਦੂਤ ਜਮ ਕਿਸੈ ਨਾ ਦੇਨੀ ਭੇਤ। ਛਾਡੇ ਖੜੋਤੇ ਖਿਨੈ ਮਾਹੇ ਜਿਨ ਸਿਉਂ ਲੱਗਾ ਹੇਤ। ਹੱਥ ਮਰੋੜੈ ਤਨ ਕਪੇ ਸਿਆਹੋ ਹੋਆ ਸੇਤ। ਜਿਹਾ ਬੀਜੈ ਸੋ ਲੁਣੈ ਕਰਮਾ ਸੰਦੜਾ ਖੇਤ। ਨਾਨਕ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸਰਣਾਗਤੀ ਚਰਨ ਬੋਹਿਥ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਦੇਤ। ਸੇ ਭਾਦਵੇਂ ਨਰਕ ਨ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਗੁਰ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੇਤ। ਨਾਨਕ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸਰਣਾਗਤੀ ਚਰਨ ਬੋਹਿਥ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਦੇਤ। ਸੇ ਭਾਦਵੇ ਨਰਕ ਨ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਗੁਰ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੇਤ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਰੂਪ, ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ, ਬਿਲਾਵਿਦ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀਓ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਪੌੜੀ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਭਾਦਰੋ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਇਮੋਰਟਲ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦ ਬਾਰਹ ਮਾਹਾ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਭਾਦਰੋ ਮੰਥ is the second month in the monsoon season, the Pavas Rut, as it's called in Punjabi. And in this second month of the monsoon season, there is still the heat of summer, but that heat is now added with humidity as the rains fall down. And as the rains fall down over the lands, all of those lakes which are dried up and all of those fields which are dried up are now full with water and becoming luscious and green. And all of those animals that are died away are coming back to life. And if you walk around India at this time, if you walk around Punjab in this time of Padno, you can hear the peacocks calling out. You can hear the babiha, the rain birds crying out. You can see the snakes coming out of their holes to enjoy the rain. And you can see that there are mosquitoes all around which thrive upon the humidity. And when the rain clouds come in this month of Bhadro, heavy, black, thick clouds of rain thundering down upon the ground, lightning blazing up the sky, this is the backdrop for this Bani. These scenes of nature which the people of Punjab are familiar with, Guru Sahib Ji has used these as the backdrop when they're explaining to us in Gurbani. And what are they explaining? They're explaining the separation of the soul bride through her own actions, through her own misdeeds from her husband Lord, and the pain that she goes through in this separation. And Maharaj Sahib Ji, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, beautifully lays out this scene for us in Tukhari Raag on Ang 1108 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, Pado Param Puli Par Joban Pachatani, that the soul bride even though she is in Parjoban, in the best of health, in the best of heights of life, Pashatani, she is repenting. Why? Because she is Pulli, she is deluded by doubt in this month of Pardon. Amara Sahibji goes on to tell us the plight of this soul bride. But first Maharaji tells us, Jalat hala neer pare, that in this month of Pardon, in this month of the rainy season, all of the jal, all of the lakes which have been drying up, and all of the fields which have dried up, neer pare, they become overflowing with neer, with water. Barsurute, and this season of monsoon, Rangamani, is the time to be rejoicing. This is the time to be happy. This is the time to be enjoying the pleasures of this rainy season. But Maharaj Sahibji has already told us that that soul bride who is deluded by doubt cannot enjoy these pleasures, cannot look upon these with a smile. And those soul brides suffer this sadness because in their param, in their doubts, they are disconnected. They have given up on connecting with their husband Lord, with Vaheguru. They have forgotten that Govinda Milaki Ihtari Biriya, this is your chance to meet, to be united with the Lord. And in that dark night of separation, they cry out and they cannot enjoy the pleasures of this month. And if we ask Guru Sahibji, are there any soul brides who are enjoying this month of Pardon, who can enjoy this human life, which is like the month of Pardon? And Guru Sahibji says, yes, there are. And we ask the Maharaj Sahibji, who are these? And Maharaj Sahibji says that they are the Suhagna. Suhagna means those who are happily married, those who are happily united with their husband Lord. And Maharaj Sahibji, Satguru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, tells us on Ang 929 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, that those Suhagnis, those happily wedded soul brides, are at ease and are enjoying all pleasures. And Guru Sahib Ji says, Harata na paya Suhagni, dolat nahi jeet, that the happily united soul brides, the Suhagni, they have paya, they have found the wealth of the Lord, of Vaheguru, dolat nahi jeet, and their consciousness doesn't waver. They do not go into doubts. Santa Sanjogi Nanaka Grihe Pragate Prabhmeet, and joining together with the saints, Satguru Pashaji says that Grihe Pragate Prabhmeet, that Vaheguru, that Lord, God, the friend of the soul, Pragate, is revealed to the soul bride. And Sadhguru Pashaji goes on to say, Nad Binod Anand Kod Pre Pritam Sangh Bane, that with the Sangh, with the company, merging into the Pritam, the beloved Lord, the soul bride, that Suhagni, enjoys all of pleasures, all of the joys, all of the happiness, never ending bliss. Man Banchat Palapaya Harananak Naam Pane, and all of the Pal, all of the fruits of her mind's desires are found. Satguru Pashaji says, Hare Nanak Naam Pane, by meditating upon the Naam, by chanting the Naam. So Satguru Pashaji is telling us that those soul brides who are united to their husband Lord, to Vaheguru, they enjoy all types of pleasures and they are not deluded in doubt. And so the soul bride who is separated, who Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj is talking about in this Shabad on Ang 1108 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, she hasn't even physically entered into the Sangat and she is still deluded by her doubts. And Guru Maharaj Sahib Ji goes on to explain how all of these examples from the month of Pardon apply to her spiritually. And Maharaj Sahib Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, Barsa Nisa Kali, Darindi Kali, the dark nis, the dark night of ignorance, of spiritual ignorance, Barsa, what is raining down? The rain of attachment. Kyon Sukh Bali, how can this Bali, how can this young soul bride who is separated from her husband Lord and who isn't a Suhagan, who isn't connected to her husband Lord in any way, and who is in fact a Duhagan, a bride who is full of pain, how can she find Sukh, how can she find peace? Dadar Mor Levante. The frogs and the peacocks are crying out their shrill cries. And what are these spiritually? These frogs and peacocks are the desires, the ego, the greed, the anger. And they're crying out to us at all times. And Guru Maharaj Ji goes on to say, Preo Preo Chava Babiha Bole. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that the Babiha, the rain bird, is crying out, Preo Preo, in this month of Padron. And spiritually, what does this mean? The Babiha is the consciousness. And what is the consciousness always crying out? With anxiety. This is the Preo Preo that the Babiha, the rain bird of the consciousness, is calling out. This is the call of that consciousness, anxiety. Poyangam Pirahadasante. And Maharaj Sahib Ji says that there are snakes wandering around and biting us in this month of Padron. And what are those snakes spiritually? That spiritually, the five vishe, as they're called in Punjabi, what are they? Shabad, sound, which is heard through the ears. Suparsh, touch, which is felt through the skin. Roop, forms, which are seen through the eyes. Ras, essence, tastes, which are tasted through the tongue. And gandh, smells, which are smelt through the nose. These five sets of information, they keep attacking the soul. Sometimes the eyes wander, sometimes the ears wander, sometimes it's the tongue engaging in slander. And Maharaj Sahib Ji goes on to say, Machar danga sair par suppar, that the ponds at suppar are flowing over, and that there is machar, mosquitoes, biting. And spiritually, what does this mean? That in this month of Padron, spiritually, Guru Sahib Ji is talking about in the human life, that the ponds of Padarat, the ponds of material goods, are flowing over, and we are getting machar dung. Machar dung, what does that mean? We are being bitten by the mosquitoes of attachment to these Padarat, to these worldly things, to these material goods. And Maharaj tells us the truth, bin har kyon sukh paye. Without Vaheguru Ji, there is no sukh, there is no peace, there is no contentment for the soul bride. And in the last line of that Pauri from the Tukhari, our Guru Sahib Ji tells us, Nanak pooch chalo gur apne. Maharaj Sahib Ji says, go and ask the Guru, jah prab tah hi jaiye, so that Guru Sahib Ji can unite me with Vaheguru. And that is the only way there can ever be any peace. So this beautiful picture is drawn up within the mind of this human life, which is like the month of Padron, in which the soul bride is crying out in pain. And Guru Maharaj Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, begins this Pauri, Padwe Param Pulaniya Dujai Laga Het. Amara Sahib Ji says that Pulaniya, the soul bride, is wandering around and is deluded by this Param, this doubt. And what is the doubt? Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Pa Duin. If we break this into two words, on one side there's Pa, on the other side there's Duin. Pa meaning to be attached to. And Duin means the sense of duality. Pa also means the rising of, like the sun rising. And in the same way, this love of duality is rising up within the human being, within the soul bride. And if we first look at this idea of Param, this idea of doubt, Param has been translated to mean wanderings. Param has been translated to mean darkness. Param has also been translated to mean to see something as that which it is not. So if in the darkness of the night I look at a piece of rope on the floor and I interpret it to be a snake, when really it's a piece of rope, that is Param. And the scholars have defined five types of Param which are within the being. And they are Ped Param being the first. Ped Param means to believe that your soul is not part of that divine one Ik Oankar, that creative being, to keep finding differences or to keep feeling separate. The second Param is to have the idea that I am the one who is eating, that I am the one who is doing, to have this idea that you are the creator. Not that Akal Purakh Maharaj Sahib Ji is pervading through all, but that I am doing this and I am doing that. That is the second. And that's called Kartat Param. The third is Sangha Param. Sangha Param means to have the delusion that I am this body and that I am born and that I die. That this soul is never born, it never dies. That is all delusion, that is all doubt. The fourth Param is Bikar Param. Bikar Param, that thinking that krodh, anger or desire or greed or attachment are actually part of your true self, when really they are nothing to do with your true self. they are delusions of your mind. And the fifth is satyat parma, that we think of the world as being separate from God and being sat, which means eternal. But these five param, simply by reading about them or simply by talking about them, cannot be alleviated. Only through the experience, only through what is called aprokshgyan. Aprokshgyan means to have that experience of God, that experience of eternity. Only that experience can take away these param, these doubts and delusions. And when we look in Gurbani for what is the definition of param, Pagatrav Das Ji Shabad on Ang 657 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji tells us, Pagat Ji says, Madhave, O my Lord, kya kahiya pram aisa? What can I say about this pram, about this delusion? And Pagat Ji defines what param is. Jaisa maniye, hoye na taisa. Jaisa maniye, what we believe something to be, hoye na taisa, it is not that. So just as we've already heard this example of the snake, in the darkness, the rope looks like a snake, but when the light is turned on, I see that it's just a rope. But that sense of in the darkness, seeing the rope to be a snake, that is what is called param. Jaisa maniye, hoye na taisa. And Pagat Ji goes on to explain this idea of param further. Narpat ek singhasan soya, supne paya pikhari. That a king falls asleep upon his throne and in his dreams becomes a beggar. Achat raj bichrat dukh paya, so gat pai hamari. Achat raj bichrat dukh paya. His kingdom is still intact, really. But bichrat dukh paya, being separated from it, even if it's just in a dream, he has dukh, he feels pain. When you're dreaming at night, if something bad happens to you, you still feel that pain. You feel scared. That is what a nightmare is. Even though nothing in that nightmare can hurt you, it still frightens you. Sogat pai hamari. And Pagatrav Das Ji says that this is the condition that those soul brides who are in doubt, who are in param, this is what they are living their life as. And the story connected to these lines is the story of Raja Janak and the saint Ashtabakarji. And what happened one day, Raja Janak went to sleep, and in his sleep, what happened was that his kingdom was annexed by another king and he was exiled. This is all going on in his dream. And he starts wandering from door to door, begging for food. And in this grief, in this fear, in this complete fear of having to become a beggar and losing his kingdom, Raja Janak wakes up. And as he wakes up, he's still in that same frame of mind. And when he sits upon his throne in the morning, all he keeps saying under his breath is, Ye sat ke vo sat, which means, is this the truth or is that the truth? Is this the truth or is that the truth? Because he's still so afraid of his dream. And he gets many scholars in front of him. And all he's saying is, Ye sat ke vo sat, Ye sat ke vo sat. And he's not telling them anything else because he doesn't want to tell them that he's upset just over a nightmare. All he says to them is, Ye sat ke vo sat. And obviously they can't give him an answer when he keeps just saying, oh, is this truth or is that the truth? Is this truth or is that the truth? And what does he do? He starts throwing them all in jail. And in the same way, he threw in jail a sage who was called Kohal Rishi. And Kohal Rishi had a young son whose name was Ashtabakar. And for many years, Ashtabakar grew up with his mother's family. And one day when he was in his early teens, a fellow child that he was playing with started picking on him. And another child said, don't pick on him. He already hasn't got a father. And this affected Ashtabakar so much that he decided that he must go and free his father. And so, against the wishes of all the family, Ashtabakar went to the kingdom of Raja Janak. And Ashtabakar had an unfortunate disability. His body was twisted in eight ways. Hence the name Ashtabakar. Ashta means eight. Bakar means twists. There were eight twists in his body. And when he walked into the courtroom, when he walked into the court of Raja Janak, everybody who was there, all of these great so-called scholars, they all started laughing. And when they stopped, Ashtabakar looked up to the king and said, O king, what is your court full of? And Raja Janak said, scholars. And Ashtabakar laughed and said, they're not scholars. And Raja Janak said, what are they? And Ashtabakar said that they're shoemakers. And Raja Janak said, how so? And Ashtabakar said, all they can see is my skin. All they're looking at is the external cover. They do not see what is within. What type of scholars are these? And this affected the Raja, this affected the king very, very much. and he was impressed at this young Ashtabakar's intellect. So he proceeded, as he had with many other sages, with many other saints and scholars. And when Raja Janak said, Ye sach ki vo sach, Ashtabakar laughed and said, O Raja, O King, na ye sach, na vo sach, nor this is the truth, and neither is that the truth. And Ashtabakar laughed and said, O Raja, O King, you simply didn't want to tell anyone that you were afraid of a nightmare. Any one of these scholars that you put in jail, any one of those sages which you put in jail could have answered your question, but you wanted to preserve your own honor. You didn't want anyone to laugh at you and to say, oh, look at the king, he's afraid of a nightmare. And the Raja and all of the people in the court were so impressed with Ashtabakar's knowledge and that he knew the inner thoughts of the king. And they kept on listening to what Ashtabakar had to say. And Ashtabakar said, O Raja Janak, one man has enough rations for one day and another man has enough rations for 40 days. Which man's rations will run out? And Raja Janak said, well, that's easy. The man who has one day's rations, for him they'll run out in one day. And for the man who has 40 days, they'll run out in 40 days. And Ashtabakar laughed and said, O King, in this same way, that dream may have lasted a short amount of time. And this dream that you're living now, this what you call the real world, this is lasting for a little bit longer, but this is going to end as well one day. That dream, which you had at night, ended with you opening your eyes. And this dream which you're having now will end with you closing your eyes. And so Guru Rup Sad Sangha Ji, what Ashtabakar was saying to Raja Janak all those years ago is still true for us now. That this world is like a dream. This world, which we have accepted to be the truth, is a dream. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji tells us this on Ang 718 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Jag jhoothe kau sach jaankai. That they believe that this false world, this world which is temporary, which is going to fall away, which is going to all fall to bits one day, and which we're all going to have to leave, sach jaankai. We believe that this will remain forever, that this is eternal. And we have fallen in love with this world. And Maharaj Sahib Ji says that this is the param. This is the padwe. This is the love of duality. This is the hate, the love with duja that is enslaving our minds, that is entangling us. The problem is we are looking for pleasure, but we do not realize that the highest of all pleasures is the pleasure of God's name. And instead we are looking for temporary pleasures to fill the place of this. And Maharaj Ji gives an example on Ang 1196 in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Bhagat Ravidas Ji speaking. Bhagat Ravidas Ji says, Jaise kurank nahi payo ped, like the deer does not know the ped, the secret. Tan sugandh toote pardes. The musk, the smell which is enticing the deer so much, is actually within the deer's own body. And the deer is looking for this musk, it's looking for this fragrance all over. Toote pardes, it goes all over. Wherever it can, searching for this. But the fragrance resides within its own body. And in the same way, Bhagji is saying to us, Bhagdra Vidarji is saying, O human being, you are looking for eternal pleasure, but the highest of all eternal pleasures is within you, and that is the name of the Lord. And this is the param, this is the doubt, this is the delusion that we have. We are fallen in love with this duality, with this world, with this maya. Duja. Duja meaning? Du meaning dvait, meaning duality. Ja means the one who gives birth to, or the one who begins with. Duja lagahet. We are fallen in love with all those things which give arise to duality. We are fallen in love with this body, and we have believed this body will be eternal. But we do not realize we've gone from childhood to adulthood, and from adulthood we'll go to old age, and from old age where will we go then? There's only one door left after that. And Guru Sahib Ji says, Duja. What is another interpretation of Duja? Duja means, as Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj Ji says on Ang 470 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Khasam chod Duja lage dubbe se vanjarya. Those vanjarya, those traders who give up on their husband Lord and attach themselves to others, who give up on Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj and attach themselves to demigods, who give up on Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj and attach themselves to worshipping tombs and cemeteries and all these other things. Guru Maharaj Ji says that this is the path which leads to dubbe, which leads to drowning. There is no other way that this leads to. And another interpretation of Duja Lagahet, Duja, instead of searching for the true pleasure of God's name, even those people who do start walking on the path get entangled in other pleasures. As Bhagat Kabir Ji explains on Ang 1369, Bhagat Ji says, Kabir Sikh Sakha Bahute Kiye. Some people collect together many disciples. Ke so kiyo namit, but they haven't made Keso, the Lord God, their friend, their meat. Chale the har milan ko, they were on the path to meet God, but they have failed on the path. They've given up on the way. And in the same way, Maharaj Ji says that some people get attached to this duja lagga het. It is this love of duja, of this duality, which is continually tying us down, which is continually entangling us. And in this padme, in this human life where we are continually attached to do it, to this idea of duality, what happens, Guru Sahib Ji goes on to explain in the rest of the pauriya, Maharaj Sahib Ji says, lakh si gar banaya karaj nahi ket. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that in this love of duality, in this love of material goods, in this love of the pleasures of disciples, in this love of the pleasures of the body, Maharaj Sahib Ji says that in those attachments, in those pleasures, lakh si gar banaya, you may make luck. Luck means 100,000. You may decorate yourself. Sigar means decorations. You may put yourself into 100,000 different decorations. And you can see the severity of what Maharaj is saying if you consider that traditionally there were 16 decorations which a bride did. And Maharaj Sahib is saying, forget 16, even if you did 100,000. Karaj nahi ket, that they come to no use at all. And what does this mean? In this param, in this love of duality, in this love of others apart from Satguruji, we may dress ourselves in many different types of decorations. What might these decorations be? Going on pilgrimages are like wearing decorations in the feet. Keeping dreadlocks is like plaiting the hair. Listening to scholarly works with no love is like wearing earrings. And speaking sweet words with no meanings, no love, no heart behind them, no soul behind them, that is like chewing betel leaves. And Maharaj Sahib Ji says that you may do many sigar, you may do many decorations, you may do many sadhanas, but if you are doing all these sadhanas fueled by your love of material gain, fueled by your love of anyone other than the Satguru, the true Guru, then these will come to no avail. And if we look in the history of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, there is a story of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj and a Sufi called Shah Suhagan. And what used to happen was, every few weeks, Shah Suhagan would have a mila, would have a fun fair, where loads of people would gather together to pay their respects at his dera, at his abode. And what Shah Suhagan would do was, he would dress up like a woman, completely like a woman, all the decorations of a woman, from head to toe. And he would tell everyone, today, the Lord God is going to ravish me upon my bed. And that would happen every few weeks, and there'd be a big hullabaloo about it. And many people came, and Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj happened to turn up on this day. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj said to the followers of Shah Suhagan, they said, today I would like to meet Shah Suhagan. And the followers said, no, you cannot meet Shah Suhagan today. Today he is going to be ravished by the Lord. And when Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj heard this, they turned around and they said that Shah Suhagan's truth will be unveiled soon. And they walked away with Pai Mardana Ji, Pai Balaji. They walked away from the place of Shah Suhagan. And what happened? At that mila, at that fair, a fight broke out. And in that fight, suddenly one of the entrances to the room in which Shah Suhagan was broke open. And what did people see? They saw that Shah Suhagan wasn't being ravished by the Lord, but instead Shah Suhagan, he was lying there with a very young girl laying next to him. And what did the people do? They dragged Shah Suhagan out of there and they started beating him, and they looted his abode and they kicked him out upon the roads. And sometime after this, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj came back to that village, and they were staying at the house of an old saintly woman. And in that village, there was a leper whose legs had worn away due to leprosy. And he came to Sri Guru Nanak Ji Maharaj and he said, oh great Guru, please bless me. You are the great Guru who can cure all ailments. Please cure my ailments for me. And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj blessed him and he gained his legs again. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj said to him, if anyone asks you, who or where did you get this grace from, this blessing, simply tell them Shah Suhagan. And Guru Sahib Ji smiled. And when this leper started walking, everybody started asking him, where did you get this blessing from? Where did you get this grace from? And when Shah Suhagan listened, he heard that the leper was saying his name. And Shah Suhagan went up to the leper and said, now I didn't cure you, because I would know if I'd cured you. Who really cured you? Tell me. And the leper said, there were three holy men, one of whom was shining so brightly, it was like there was more light coming from his face than from the sun. And Shaw Suhagan said, "Where were they?" And the leper said, "They were staying at the house of the old woman." And Shaw Suhagan ran there and fell to the feet of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And Shaw Suhagan said, "Please, O great Guru, you came to my abode, but I didn't have the fortune that I could serve you. Please, O great Guru, clear out my mind, bless me and put me on the path." And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj blessed Shaw Suhagan and told him that there is no point doing those decorations which do not please our Lord and Master. Those decorations which are fueled by ego, those decorations which are fueled by a taste for money. And from that day, Shaw Suhagan gave up his bad ways and became a disciple of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. And if we ask the Guru, what can we do? What type of decorations can we do? What type of decorations do please you? And if we look in Guru Sahib Ji's Bani, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj tells us the decorations which please the Lord. On Ang 359 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, "Man moti je gahana hove, paun hove sut tari. If the pearl of the mind is strung like a jewel upon the thread of your breath, khima sigar kaman tan pahra, rave lal payari. And the soul bride is to adorn her body with compassion, with kindness. Then Vaheguru Ji, then the Lord God will enjoy and will bless this soul bride." And Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj goes on to explain to us, "Har har har kant le pahra," that in her neck she should wear the necklace of remembering Har Har, that Lord God, "Damodar dant lei," and that she should clean her teeth with the name of the Lord at all times, be purifying herself with the name of the Lord. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji goes on to explain all these decorations of the soul which can unite us with the Lord. And Sheikh Farid Ji on Ang 1384 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Sheikh Farid Ji tells us, "Nevarna so akkar," humility are the words. These are the decorations which you need to carry with you at all times. "Kavan gorn," forgiveness is the virtue. These are your decorations. "Jehba maniya mant," and the jehba upon your tongue, this is the mantra, this is the mantra. And what is that? Maniya means sweetness. Take upon yourself, O my sister, these three decorations. Then you will captivate Vaheguru. Then Vaheguru Ji will become yours. And Sri Guru Amar Das Ji Maharaj explains to us on Ang 788 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, "Kamana, O soul bride, tau sigar kar," decorate yourselves. "Ja pahla kant manaye," but first surrender yourself and accept the husband Lord. And every decoration you do should be devoted to him, not devoted to anyone else. All the decorations you do should be according to his will. And those decorations, humility, sweet speech, forgiveness, they are the decorations which Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj has blessed the Sikhs with. And these are the decorations with which to find the Lord. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, luck means to know. Luck, know this fact, that all the sigar, all of the decorations done in the love of duality, Maharaj Sahib Ji says, karaj nahi ket, that none of them will be any use to you of all. And Guru Sahib Ji Maharaj Ji goes on to say, jit din deh bin sasi, tit vele kahasan preet, that day upon which your body, which you have looked after in so many ways, Guru Sahib Ji explains to us, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and in their Bani, Pagat Kabir Ji, on Ang 325, Kabir Ji says to us, anik chitan kar kaya pali, you cherish and nurture your body in many different ways, but marti bar, when you die, agan sag jali, is simply burnt in fire. And Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, jit din deh bin sasi, tit vele kahasan preet, when your dehe, when your body, binasasi, perishes, teta vela, as soon as that happens, kahasan preet, all of your relatives, all of your friends, they will all say preet. Preet means to be impure. Preet also means like a ghost. They will say, oh, this body is impure, and like a ghost it is frightening. None of us want to sit by it. Who wants to sit by a dead body? Think of it. Even the idea is scary. And another interpretation of this line is when people would die, their family would take them, that body, to the Ganges and ask the Hindu priest, the Brahmin, the high caste priest, to do prayers. And even when the Brahmin would do prayers, he would say, Preto Swaha. He would call the body a Pret, a ghost. Maharaj Sahib Ji is telling us that everyone is going to call that body impure. Everybody is going to call that body a ghost when it dies, wherever it goes. In Gursikhi, we don't have this ritual and we don't have these words. And in Gursikhi, a Sahaj Path is started from that time. But Guru Maharaj Ji is talking about those times. But it's still applicable now. When the body dies, all the family says, oh, this is impure. Nobody says, oh, I want to sit with a dead body all day and night. Everybody's frightened. And Maharaj Sahib Ji goes on to explain this. Pakad chalayan doot jam. When the messengers of Jam, the messengers of death, the angels of death, Ajrail, Nekail, these are names of the messengers of death, and there are others, when they come, pakad, they grab hold of the spiritual body, because there are two bodies, there's a physical body, and inside there's a spiritual body, and the Jamduts grab hold of this. They are called the Satul Sarir, which means the physical body, and the Sukham Sarir, the spiritual body. And Chalayan, the messengers of death say, come on, let's go. Kisena deni ped, and they do not give ped, they do not tell anyone else their secret of when they're coming. And Sheikh Farid Ji in their bani says, Malakal maut ja avasi sab darwaje pan. When death comes, death will rip through all the doors. Even if you put up hundreds of iron doors, death will come. And death will not tell anyone that, oh, I'm coming, at 4 p.m. on the 11th. Of April 2011, oh, be ready. No, death's not going to say that. When death comes, the only way that people are going to know is when they get hold of your pulse and they say there's no pulse left. And when they put their ear by your mouth and they see there's no breath left. And then we're going to be presumed dead. Another interpretation of this line, pakad chalayan doot jam. When the angels of death come and they grab hold of the spiritual body, rip it out of this body, and put it on its way. Kisena dini pet. They do not tell anyone, oh, we're going to be taking him to this hell, or he's going to be going into this many lifetimes. Nobody knows. Amara Sahib Ji goes on to say, Shad khurote kena mahe. Kena mahe means, within. Kena means a second. Within an instant. Within an instant. Chad, they give up. Khurote, and they stand up. Kena mahe, within an instant. Jinsyo lagahit. Those people with which that being had hate, that being had attachment. Those people for which that being had spent his whole life getting together money, even whether it had been dishonestly or honestly, within a second, all of them turn their backs. Doesn't even take a minute. Literally, that same instant, everybody goes from seeing you as Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, to a dead body. And Bhagat Kabir Ji explains this beautifully along 656. Bhagat Ji says, Baho par panch kar par tan liyave. In many ways, you steal from other people. Sutadara pahan lutave. And you spend it on your family at home. Man mere pule kapitana kija. Oh my mind, do not fall into these falsehoods. Ant nibera tiri ji pahalija. In the end, that your soul will have to be accountable, will have to answer to this account. And at that moment, they all give up. Shad krote. No one will stand with us. As Guru Sahib Ji says in Sukhmani Sahib, Jahamad pita sut meet na pai. There will be no mother, no pita, no father, no brothers, no partners. No one else will stand with us. Man, oh my mind, uha naam tere sang sahai. Only the name of the Lord will keep you company there. Only the name of the Lord will save you. And there are three companions that stay with this human being, that this human being keeps with him. And what are they? The first is wealth. The human being always keeps money where? Even closer to him than his relatives. He keeps it always in his pocket. At all times he walks around and he feels naked without it. And Guru Sahib Ji tells us blatantly, Siri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj in their Bani, on Ang number 479, Bhagat Kabir Ji says, Kahat Kabir sun ho re sant ho. O saintly beings, O Sikhs of the Guru, listen to this. An tan kashue la na gayo. No one has taken this material wealth with them when they die. Aayi talab gopal raye ki. When the summons come from God, Maya mandir chhod chaleo. Then all of the houses, all of the wealth, all of the mansions, these are all left behind. Tan, wealth, that the human being thinks is his companion at all times, always has some money in his pocket. In the end, when you die, the relatives come and they say, oh, is that a tenner in his pocket? Take out, we don't want it to burn. It's okay for his body to burn, but not for the tenner. And that tenner, which was once in your pocket, goes into the pocket of another, goes into the pocket of another, goes into the pocket of another. Maya, wealth, has many different husbands. Never stays with one. Goes from one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. Always changing hands. The second companion, which this human being believes is his family. But Bhagat Kabir Ji tells us on Ang 654, Mar kat lo, sab log katamb payo, aage hans akela. All the relatives And all of these relations, they go as far as to the cremation grounds. They see about half of the body burning and that's it. They start turning around and going home. No one goes with the soul as it leaves. And many people, many relatives even turn their back before the being is dead, before you die. Many of your so-called relatives or so-called friends will turn away even in that time whilst you're alive. So are these true companions? Not really. And the third companion is our karma, is our actions. And these truly accompany us wherever we go. And Sheikh Fareed ji tells us in Ang 1383, Fareeda, O Sheikh Fareed, Amal ji kite duni vich. If you have done amal, good actions in this world, dargah aayakam, then they will help you, they will be of use in the court of the Lord. If we look at all of these companions of the human being, really it is the actions, the good deeds, which are the true companions of this human being. Because the other companions, relations and money, they most definitely fall away when the being dies and sometimes even whilst we're alive. So the true companion, the one which will stick with us, whether it's for bad or for good, will be our karm, will be our actions. And good deeds are what will save us. And there are other things which have been called companions in Gurbani. And Sheikh Fareed ji tells us on Ang 1381, Chabban challan ratan se suniyar beh gaye. Sheikh Fareed ji tells us that my chabban, my teeth, my challan, my feet, my ratan, my eyes, and my suniyar, my ears, beh gaye, they've already stopped working. I'm not dead. When the human being gets old, he's not dead yet, but his teeth start coming out, falling out again. Starts losing his teeth, has to wear false teeth. Challan, he can't walk upon his feet. Ratan, he cannot see with his eyes. His eyes are losing their vision. He cannot hear with his ears. And Sheikh Fareed ji goes on to say, Hede muti ta se jani chal gaye. The body cries out that I am not dead yet. I have not perished. But my jani, those companions who were with me from birth, from the beginning, they have left me. One by one. The teeth, the feet, the eyes, the ears. One by one, these organs have given up. And this is even before I've died, even before I've perished. And the body cries out. So in this way, shad krote khine mahe. In an instant, they leave one by one those organs, jinsyon lagahet, that we are attached to. In an instant, they all leave. And Guru Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj goes on to say, hath maroda tan kape syaho hua set. There are many interpretations of this line. The first being hath maroda. When we are in our juvani, when we are just entering into adulthood and we are young, we maroda, we move around our hands, tan kape, tan, our body, kape means to move around, we move around and we exercise his body. And we say to people, look at me, I'm in my prime. And syahoho hua sed, we don't even allow one syahoho, syahoho in this case meaning a blotch upon our clothes. Even a little blotch, we don't let that be there. Complete perfectionists in this young age want to look our best. And we always remain sit, always dressed in very clean, very up-to-date clothes all the time. And another interpretation, when old age comes, we writhe our hands, wring our hands, move them around and around again and again in the pain of the illnesses that are affecting our body. And tan kape, kape means to tremble. And this body trembles with illness. Syaho hua sed. And at one point, there was a color like a siao. Siao meaning an apple. We had rosy cheeks like an apple when we were young. And that rosy red color turns from rosy redness into darkness. And as we go more and more into old age, as we go more and more into illness, we lose that luster, we lose that color of adulthood. And then what happens? We completely go pale. Sed meaning pale. From that siao, that apple-like glorious shine, to syahoho, to darkness, then to sit, then to paleness, looking very pale all the time. And another interpretation is syahoho, the black hairs become sit, become white. And another interpretation of this is hatam rore tan kape. When the jamduts, when the messengers of death come and they kape, they cut out this spiritual body from the physical body, there is so much pain at that point. That repenting and calling out in pain, we wring our hands in the pain. There's nothing else we can do. And Sheikh Fareed ji explains this in their Bani on Ang 1377. Sheikh Fareed ji says, Jind nimani kaddiya. The jind, the spiritual body, is kaddiya, is dragged out by the messengers of death. Hadna ku kadakai, breaking through the bones, breaking up this body. And it's so painful that according to the old scholars, it is as if 70,000 scorpions are biting you at once. That's just a way of equating the pain. The pain is just unbelievable. Sheikh Faridji says, Jind Nimani Kaddi, yeah, and the soul has been in this body for so long, it's got so much attachment. When the Jamduts, the messengers of death, are cutting out this spiritual body from the physical body, it is unbelievably painful. Guru Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, Syahoho Hua Seth, that from the glow, from the Seth, the glowing colour of life, the body goes Syahoho, it goes black, it goes into darkness. And another interpretation of this line being, Hatam Roda Tan Kape, that the Jamduts, this spiritual body, they mrode it, they twist it in many ways, they kape, they cut it in many ways, this spiritual body, they put it through many torturous things. And when this is all going on, Syahoho Hua Seth, then that which was darkness in our lives become so clear to us that all those sins that we did, we have to go through and pay for them. And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says on Ang 1257, Othe Deho, in the next world all comes to light, Ete Sabarat, whilst things are shrouded in darkness here, everything becomes clear there. And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says in Asa Ki Var on Ang 470 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Manda Changa Apna Ape Hi Kita Pavana, that in the next world we obtain the rewards of our good deeds and the punishments of our bad deeds. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on in this body, and towards the end they said, Nanga Doj Kachalaya Nanga, the spiritual body doesn't even have the physical body with which it was born in this world, and without that it goes naked. Tadisa Khara Dravana, and this is so daravana, so frightening, kar ogan pachotavana, and then at that point he regrets. So in the light of that realization, when all those sins are having to be paid for, then when that dawns upon the being, then the being regrets. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on to tell us, jeha bija so luna, if we were to have the seeds of resentment in our mind, Guru Sahib Ji takes all of those seeds out with this one line, jeha bija, oh pai, oh brother, jeha bija, whatever you have bija, you have sown, so luna, that is what you have to harvest. Karma sandara khet, this body is the khet, is the field of karma, of actions. Whatever you sow into this body, all those seeds which you sow with this body, all of those actions which you do, they will bear fruit. And if we ask Maharaj, Maharaj Sahib Ji, what are we meant to sow into this body? On Ang 1185 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Satguru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj tells us, O human being, ab kalu ayo re, now the age of Kaljug is upon us. Ik naam bovaho bovaho. Satguru Pashaji Ji says, bovaho, plant the name of the Lord. Anrut nahi nahi, it is not the season to plant any other seeds. Mat param pulho pulho, that word again, that param, that believing something to be something which is not. Do not pulho, do not be lost in this confusion of param, which we call doubt. And if we ask Guru Sahib Ji, is there anything else we can plant in this Kaljug? And Maharaj Sahib Ji tells us that in this Kaljug, in this age, only Naam will help us. Sri Guru Amar Das Ji Maharaj tells us on Ang 797, that just as if you plant a seed outside of its season, those who are farmers will know this, planting a seed outside of its season means that you will not have your crop. And Guru Maharaj Ji says that in Kaljug, it is the season to meditate upon the Naam. And Guru Amar Das Ji Maharaj put this blatantly. Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Jat Sanjam Tirat Ona Juga Ka Tarm Hai Kalma Hai Kirat Harinama, that all these things, sitting by yourself in celibacy, Sanjam, austere disciplines, Tirat, simply visiting pilgrimage sites, Ona Joga Ka Tarm Hai, is the Tarm, is the rules and the conduct of the other time circles. But Kalma Hai, in this time of darkness, Kirat Harnama, there is only the Kirat, there is only the praise of the name of the Lord. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that now is the time to praise the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord is what will save you. And if we ask Maharaj, how are we meant to plant this? What are we meant to do? Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj even tells us how to do this farming. On Ang 595 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Surat Mahalla Pahla Kar Pahla, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, Man Hali, make your mind the farmer. Kirsani Karani, make this farm your actions. Make your actions the farm. Sarma Pani, make modesty the pani, the water with which you're going to bring your crops to life. Tan, and make your body the khet, the field. And then we ask Maharaj Sahib Ji, what are the seeds? And Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Naam Bij, the name of the Lord is the bij, is the seed. Santok Sohaga, and contentment is the plough. Rakh Garibi Ves, and the rakh, the fence drawn around this, is Garibi, is humility. And Guru Sahib Ji says to us, Pao Karam Kar Jammasi, keep attaching yourself in deeds of love to the Lord and deeds of love for humanity. And Kar Jammasi, and then the seeds will sprout. see kar bhagat dekh, and then see your house being filled with riches as this crop grows. The name of the Lord is the seed, and it is watered with modesty. The mind being the farmer, this essence, this spiritual essence of farming, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj has blessed us with this. And Guru Sahib Ji says, become such a farmer. In this way, plant the seeds of the Naam, and then you will become wealthy with the name of the Lord. And Guru Maharaj Sahib Ji goes on to say to us, Nanak Prabh Saranagati. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that this is the way of doing a Benti, this is the way of doing Ardas. Maharaj Sahib Ji is teaching us how we are meant to do Benti, how we are meant to do a supplication, how we are meant to pray. And Guru Sahib Ji says, pray in this way, Nanak Prabh Saranagati. Say to Vaheguru, ke hey Vaheguru, O Lord God, Prabh Saranagati, Prabh, O my Lord, I've agti, I've come into your saran, into your protection. Charan bohit prab deet. Oh Vaheguru Ji, please deet, please give me the bohit, the boat of your charan, of your lotus feet, that I may cross across this ocean of the world. Please save me, please liberate me with the boat of your lotus feet. And in another interpretation, this line means, those who have agti, agti means come into, those who have come into the saran, the protection of God. God deet. Deet means to give. God gives them the bohit, the boat of his charan, of his feet. And throughout history, we can see that those who have attached themselves to the feet of the Guru have been blessed. In the times of Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, there was a maid in the house of Guru Nanak and her name was Tulsa. And one day, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj's mother, Mata Tripta Ji, said to Tulsa, oh Tulsa, go and wake up Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj was lying down and Tulsa didn't want to shout to wake up Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. So she went and she grabbed hold of the Guru's feet. And when she grabbed hold of the Guru's feet, she was throbbing with so much love. Suddenly, this almighty spiritual wave started flowing through her. And Gurmukho, followers of the Guru, do not have any shanka, do not have any doubts on the greatness of the Guru, on the glory of the Guru. The Guru has three forms, Nirgun, Sargun and Guru Shabad, as Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj explained to Bhai Nandalal Ji, and it can be found in Bhai Nandalal Ji's works, that there are three forms of the Almighty, Nirgun, that formless, Sargun, in the form of the Guru, and Guru Shabad, the Guru's word. And Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, as Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj explains in Sri Sarbalo Granth, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj says, Sri Guru Nanak A Parameser, Vaheguru Ji was embodied by Guru Nanak. And if we look in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, we see Aap Narayan Kalatar Jag Mah Parvareyo, God himself in the form of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj pervading through the world. And when Tulsa got hold of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji's feet, she felt so much peace that she decided to kiss these feet. And don't take this into any other interpretation, Gurmukh Pyario, always listen with ears of faith. And she took the beloved lotus feet of Guru Nanak Dev Ji in her hands. And when she kissed them, at that moment, she was blessed with all spiritual wisdom. Because at that moment, she had that sharda, that faith. She was looking at Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj as the embodiment of the Lord. And at that moment, she gained all spiritual knowledge. And when Mata Tripta Ji asked, have you woken up Sri Guru Nanak? And she said, no, I haven't. And Mata Tripta Ji said, why? And look at the glory of the great Guru. Bibi Tulsa turned round and said, oh Mataji, how could I wake up my Guru? He was guiding the boat of Bhai Mansukh, the trader, through a storm. Bhai Mansukh was in a storm and he was remembering Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj was saving his boat. Satguru Jagata Hai Deo, the Guru is always Jagata, always awake. Lying there looks to the world like the Guru is sleeping, but the Guru never sleeps. Guru Maharaj lying down there is helping Bhai Mansukh's boat across the physical ocean, the material ocean of the world. And on the other hand, Tulsa has been carried across the spiritual ocean. And also in our history, we can see that at Gurdwara Bangala Sahib in Delhi, there is still that place where Sri Guru Harkrishan Sahib Ji's pavitr, most blessed, most divine feet were washed. And anyone who drank that water was cured of their diseases. And to this day that happens. To this day, those people who go there with sharda, with faith, because Guru has not gone anywhere. We have to remember this. Guru has not gone anywhere. Those bakshasha, those glories, those virtues that Guru Sahib Ji blessed those places with are still there. And people still get cured to this day. And as followers of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, we must follow the commands of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Guru Gobind Singh Ji in Jap Sahib tells us, Chit Charan Naam, that to have the lotus feet of the Guru in your mind is to have the Naam in your consciousness at all times. And those people who had the Naam in their consciousness, no matter what happened, no matter what was in front of them, they never gave up on their faith. And Bhai Gurdas Ji, travelling to Sri Amritsar Sahib, the river of Bias is in front of them, and it's over flooded, there's no way they can cross. It's breaking its banks. And Bhai Gurdas Ji remembers the line of Gurbani. What line of Gurbani comes to Bhai Gurdas Ji's mind? The line which is on Ang 679 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Gur ka bachan basai jiye nale. The Guru's word is always with me. Jal nahi dubai. It does not sink in water. Taskar nahi leva. No one can steal it. Pahe na sakai jale. That fire cannot burn it. And Pai Gurdas Ji reads these lines, sings them and says to the whole Sangat, sing with me. And singing these words of the Guru, because they had Chit Charan Naam, because in their Chit, in their consciousness, they had the Charan, the Guru Shabat, the Guru's words, in their Chit, in their consciousness. And they walked over the river Bias with no problems. And in the same way, those who grab hold of the Guru's Charan, the Naam, the name of the Lord, they will be liberated from this spiritual ocean of fear which the world is. And in the last line, Guru Maharaj Ji says, Se padwe narkana paiya hai, gur rakhan wala het. Those people who have hate, who love the Guru, who is rakhan wala, who is the protector, the savior, the liberator, those soul brides will not paiya hai, will not fall into padwe, into the love of duality, into the love of any other pleasure than the Naam. And they will not be subjected to any nark, to any hells. And they will not be subjected to the hell of being born again and again in reincarnation. And they will not be subjected to the hells of desire, of anger, of ego. Why? Because Guru Kanwala Het. Because they have fallen divinely in love with that Guru who is the Rakhanwala, who is the protector forever and forever. And so in this body, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has shown us the pain of separation and the blessings of union. And may Guru Sahib Ji bless us all with their grace. May Maharaj Sahib Ji bless us with the gift of union and take away many lifetimes of separation.
Nanak Prabh Saranagati Charan Bohith Prabhdet Se Padwe Narkana Paiyah Guru Rakhan Wala Het. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.